大家还没听说过Amanda 是谁的话，她是一个20岁的美国学生，她是在意大利学习。
While she was there in Italy, her roommate was murdered, and she was accused of the murder.
她在意大利学习的时候，她的那个室友被害了，所以她是被认为是杀人犯。
The court found her guilty, and she has spent 4 years of her life in prison.
法院认定她有罪，所以她在这个监狱里待了4年。
All the time hoping to be set free, all the time hoping to be proved that she would be found innocent.
在这四年里，她一直希望自己能够被证实是无辜的。
And then this past week, an appeals court overturned the verdict, and she walked out of jail and flew home to Seattle.
上个星期，她终于上诉法院，说证明她无罪，然后她可以回家了。
Imagine that roller coaster ride of emotions she must have gone through from despair to euphoria.
大家可以想象这种她的情感的这种像过山车一样的，从绝望一直到这个有希望。
And all of that changed with one simple declaration that she received: "You are innocent."
所有的这些变化，仅是由于一句话决定了，就是说，从法官说你是无辜的。
Now imagine a similar turn of events and the same type of change of heart that God's followers, the Israelites, experienced.
我们也可以想象同样的这个情景，就是主的选民以色列人所经历的。
Throughout the times of the Bible, when it was written, we see them continually falling away from God and then coming back to God.
从整个圣经所记载的历史上，我们看到他们，不断的离开神，然后又回到神的身边。
We see God allowing them to be attacked and sometimes taken into slavery because of their continued disobedience of Him.
我们看到，神有时让他们允许他们被攻击，甚至被掠为奴，这都是因为他们不顺服的结果。
But we also see God continually trying to call them back and providing opportunities for them to come back into a relationship with Him.
我们也看到神不断的给他们机会，让他们回来。
Today we're going to look at some scriptures from the prophet Isaiah, who lived and ministered during those days.
我们今天要看学习一下以赛亚书。以赛亚是当年在这个这样一段时间，在以色列人有这样的经历。
And I want to suggest to you that the same kind of turn of emotions that the Israelites and Amanda Knox experienced, we can today as well.
想跟大家说的是，以色列人所经历的，以及这个 Amanda 所经历的，我们今天也会同样经历。
Some of you maybe came in today struggling and in a difficult place in your life, and Jesus wants to meet you as your Savior and to make a difference in your life.
我们可能中间有些人今天会到这里来，处在我们生命中的低谷，耶稣基督会帮助我们。
Let me set the scene for you as we get ready to read what Isaiah was prophesying.
我们先把这个场景先设置好。
The nation of Israel had an up and down a relationship with God, following Him and then not following Him.
以色列民跟神之间的关系是上上下下，有时跟随，有时不跟随。
They had some good kings, then they had some bad kings.
有好的时候，有坏的时候。
And when the bad kings were leading, the people followed, and they were far from God, and God began to judge their sin.
当他们的统治者，他们的国王，他们有好的国王，有坏的国王。当他们有坏的国王的时候，他们就离开神。
The whole nation of Israel split in half, and there became a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom.
那么整个以色列国也分成两部分，变成北国和南国。
The northern part was simply called Israel, but the bottom part became called Judah.
北国就被叫做以色列，南国被叫做犹大。
And the northern kingdom was attacked and taken into captivity by a group called the Assyrians.
北国被攻击，然后国民被掠，被以色列，我不知道这个中亚被亚述这个就被掠夺走。
And so then God sends this man named Isaiah to be a prophet to preach and to call the people of Judah back to following him.
那么神就派遣一个先知，让这个以色列民来回归。
He told them of the coming judgment of God if they didn't return to God.
他跟以色列民讲，如果他们不回到神面前的话，他们将所面临的审判。
And in the midst of much of this turn or burn type of preaching, he also gives them hope.
在这种传道中，在或者是回归或者是毁灭的这种传道中，他也同样给以色列民以希望。
It's the hope that God would provide a savior, a Messiah, someone who would come and bring them out of slavery, but also release them spiritually.
这个希望就是神会提供一位救主，一个弥赛亚，把他们带救赎回来。
And so 700 years before Jesus came to earth, Isaiah prophesied the words we're going to read in a moment here.
这事情发生在主前，耶稣基督诞生前700年，那么以赛亚这位先知，他就讲这样的话。
Words that I think amazingly, descriptively portray Jesus himself.
他所讲的是非常神奇的，就是完全是描述主耶稣基督的话。
And we'll look at three different passages that look ahead to this coming of a Messiah, of a Savior, and see how Jesus fulfilled every bit of what was prophesied.
我们看一下他的预言，也看看基督是如何来让这个预言得到实现。
As we look at that, I hope that you see the connection that God has made throughout the Old Testament to the New Testament.
我们通过看这段预言，我们也能让我们看到这个从旧约与新约之间的这样一个联系。
But even more importantly, I want you to all see this afternoon how each of us still needs this suffering servant savior in our own lives and what Jesus wants to do in us and for us today.
更重要的是我们也体会这个我们这样一位受苦难的救主能为我们所做的。
So we'll look at three passages. If you'd like to look in your Bibles together, join me. And the first one we'll look at is in Isaiah 7.
我们看三段经文，第一段是以赛亚书第七章。
There's a king named Ahaz who is the king of Judah.
有一位犹大国的国王叫 Ahab.
He was being threatened to be attacked by other nations.
他受到其他国家的威胁，要攻击他。
And the prophet Isaiah went to him and said, God wants to give you a sign. Ask him for a sign that he will be with you.
这个，那么以赛亚这个先知就来到这国王面前说，神要给你一个印记，那么你向神索要这样一个印记。
But Ahaz responded, I will not ask God for a sign. I don't want to put him to the test.
这国王就回答说，我不想向神要这样一个印记，因为我不想来试验，向试验神。
And God wants to work through us, but if he can't work through us, he'll work around us.
那么神是希望通过我们来做工的，如果他不能通过我们做工，他就会从绕过我们来做工。
And so he said to Ahaz through Isaiah, I'm going to give you the sign anyways, here it is.
那么他就把这个印记通过以赛亚来说出来。
Isaiah 7:13-14. Then Isaiah said, Hear now, you house of David, is it not enough to try the patience of men? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
那么神通过以赛亚是这样说的，在这个以赛亚书第七章十三到十四节，以赛亚说：“大卫啊，你们当听，你们使人厌烦，岂算小事？还要使我的神厌烦吗？因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。”
You've probably heard this passage before.
我们可能以前都听过这段经文。
We oftentimes read it around Christmas time.
我们常常是在圣诞节的时候来读这段经文。
And the New Testament gospel writers specifically applied it to Mary and to Jesus.
新约的作者把这段经文特别的把他们跟这个玛利亚和耶稣联系起来。
One of the things you should know as you try to study or read the Old Testament as well is that in prophecy, there are usually two different fulfillments of those prophecies.
当我们读旧约的时候，我们看到有很多预言，有两种预言实现的方式。
There would first be a fulfillment then and now for the people who lived during that time of the prophet.
有一种预言是在这个说预言的当时的年代就能够实现的。
And then there would often be a secondary fulfillment that would either happen when Jesus came and ministered or will happen much further into the future when Jesus returns and judges the earth.
还有一种预言是在基督来临的时候实现的甚至是在更远的将来当基督再来的时候会实现。
Reading these books of prophecy can get very confusing because the writer jumps from here to the future and then back to the present many times.
这个读这些预言有时会让我们感到有些困惑，不容易这个能跟上，因为这个预言有的时候是在这个不同的时间来跳跃的，有时候现在，有时候将来，又回到现在。
And this way of understanding or interpreting the scriptures in the Old Testament is called typology, to view prophecies in that way. Typology.
这个要明白这些预言的话，有一个专门的词叫 typology， 我现在不知道中文怎么说，就是说来明白这个神的预言。
In this case, there was an actual young woman, or as the Hebrew word says, alma, which is a virgin, an unmarried woman.
这里讲一个将有一个童女。
And Isaiah said that this woman would have a child.And he would grow up, and his name would be named Emmanuel.
那么这个预言就讲，这位童女将会怀孕，她会生一个孩子，她的名字起名叫以马内利。
This was part of God's plan, but it's never inferred here in this instance that this woman would be divinely conceived.
这是神的这个计划，这个童女是从圣灵。这样感孕。
And so she had this baby and named him Emmanuel. And the significance of that God was trying to communicate is that Emmanuel means God is with us.
那她生了孩子，这个起名叫以马内利。以马内利的意思就是神与我们同在的意思。
And you have to assume that the people were greatly encouraged by that news, that God was with them.Just as you and I can be encouraged by that news today, that God is with you.
那么，我们要想象，当时大家会这个被这样一句话来大大的这个激励。
700 years later, another virgin was going to have a baby.
那么七百年以后，这个预言以后的七百年以后，另外一个童女，就是将生一个孩子。
But this one was a supernatural birth because she was remaining a virgin while she became pregnant through the Holy Spirit.
那么这里像是一个超自然的这样一个现象，因为她的感孕是她一直是从童女来感孕并且生子。
And she also was instructed to name her baby Emmanuel, meaning God is with us.
那么她也被来给她的孩子起名叫以马内利。
And that baby was Jesus. And that baby represented God becoming man and coming down and living in our midst.
那这个孩子就是主耶稣基督， 他就是显示这个神，道成肉身来到我们中间。
God did not remain a distant Savior; He came to be with us and to relate to us.
神不仅仅是一个在远处的这样一个救主，而是他亲自来到我们中间。
Let's jump ahead a couple of chapters to a second prophecy that Isaiah gives in Isaiah 9.
那么我们往看下一段经文，在以赛亚书第九章。
Verses 1 and 2, and then I'll read 6 and 7. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
那么先读第九章第一到二节，但那些受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗。从前神使西布伦地和拿弗他地被藐视，末后却使这沿海的路约旦河外外邦人的加利利地得着荣耀。在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
It said the people were living in gloom and distress.
他说这个人生活在这个黑暗和这个痛苦当中。
He was specifically referring to the northern part of Israel who had been taken captive, and so non-Jewish people were ruling that land.
他特指的是在以色列北方的地区，他们被受掠夺。这个外邦人来征服来统治他们。
That's the land known as Zebulun or Naphtali, but better known to us in the New Testament as Galilee.
他就那个地就是西布伦地和拿弗他地，在新约里就是现在新约里讲的加利利地。
And while they continued in gloom and darkness for many years, eventually Jesus came and he ministered in Galilee.And he was that light that brought hope in the darkness.
那么当地的人们在黑暗中生活了许多年，直到耶稣基督来，他在这个当地来传道，给他们带给光亮。
Let me give you a visual example of this gloom and darkness idea.
那么给大家一个这个能看到的这样一个景象。
I used to live in California.
牧师过去在加州居住。
And one of the things that California is very well known for, if you live there a long time, is lots of fog.
住在加州的这个一个现象，这个就是那里有很多的雾。
Sometimes the fog would come in so thick, and you're in your car driving, you can't even see the lines on the road.
有时候这个雾大的非到一定程度，你在开车的时候，你都看不见路前面的这个。这个标志线。
I remember one time when I was a high school student and I was bringing a girl back from a date. We went to a school dance.
牧师讲的他在上高中的时候曾带一个这个他约会的女朋友从学校的这个舞会回来。
And the fog was so thick you could barely see where I was driving at all.
这个雾是这么大，他都看前面一点也看不见。
Instead of pulling into her driveway, I ran up the car onto her front lawn.
没有结果，这样没有开进这个车道，结果就开到这个草地上去了。
Then once we got out and got our bearings, we noticed it wasn't even her front lawn; it was her neighbor's front lawn.
后来出来才发现这个草地，而且还不是他家的草地，是他邻居家的草地。
There was a part of California that we lived in that every winter would get a large amount of fog and it wouldn't leave sometimes for many days at a time.
在加州的某些地区，这个在冬天的时候，这样的大雾会持续很多天。
Imagine going 2 or 3 weeks at a time without ever seeing the sunshine.
大家可以想象，如果两三个星期都看不到太阳的话，那是怎样一个场景？
That's a depressing way to live.
这个让心里非常压抑。
But there are people like that, maybe some of us here today, that have had that experience of gloom and despair and depression.
那么确实有人的生活也是这样的压抑，也许我们当中会有 会有这种体验。
And while Jesus came to be a light in that darkness in his day, he wants to be a light in your darkness today.
在耶稣在当年给人们带来了光亮，也会在今天给我们的生活带来光亮。
He can lift that fog. He can give you direction. He can give you hope in the middle of that darkness and despair.
他你如果在这个雾中生活的话，这个耶稣基督带给你的是光亮和希望。
Isaiah goes on in chapter 9 to describe Jesus and the kind of hope that he can give.
他这个以赛亚接着在第六和第七节里继续讲他这个希望。
In verses 6 and 7 he says, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
以赛亚书第九章第六、第七节是这样说，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必增加无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Listen to all the different ways that Jesus wants to be a savior to you today.
我们来看一看这个，耶稣基督成为我们救主，他以不同的方式来成为我们的救主。
Isaiah predicting Jesus' birth says, "A child will be born. God will come in to the world through a human being."
那么，以赛亚预言说，一个婴孩为我们而生，神。通过一个人，来到我们中间。
Jesus was not just a spirit being that hovered around our planet. He came in, God made flesh, became man.
那么耶稣基督不仅仅是一个圣灵来在这个我们在我们的上空飘，这样一个存在，而是他是神创造了有血有肉的耶稣基督来到我们中间。
But he wasn't just brought into the world between a man and a woman deciding to have a baby. God gave him to the world. A son will be given.
而他也不是说这个世上的男女来生出来的孩子，而是神亲自赐给我们的。
The government will be on his shoulders, which means he wants to be ruler and lord of our lives and of the whole world.
那政权必担在他的肩上，就是他是我们的，我们的主。
He is a wonderful counselor. He wants to be your wonderful counselor. He wants to give you direction and encouragement and hope in your life.
他是奇妙测试，他就是要给我们给我们安慰，给我们各种各样的帮助。
He is mighty God, everlasting Father. This pictures the whole idea of the Trinity. In the divinity of Jesus. He's not just a great teacher or a good man or a rabbi. He was God himself in human form.
他是全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。这就是讲他是一个神的三位一体。他不仅是一个这个好的老师，而且他就是神。
He's the Prince of Peace. He wants to bring peace internally by making peace with God. And then he wants to let that peace flow out of us so we can have peace with one another in relationships.
他是和平的君，他让我们能够这个通过他来互相之间有和平。
There will be an increase of his government to all the world, and there will be peace on earth when he returns to bring judgment and to create a new heaven and a new earth.
那么他的政权必与平安。必增加无穷，那么他就是在这个，给我们带来是一个新的新天新地。
He'll reign on David's throne, which means he's from the line of David. He was born right into the nation of Israel, as Isaiah prophesied.
那他必坐在大卫的宝座上, 就是他是生在这个大卫家, 生在以色列的这个家里面。
Justice and righteousness are things that characterize his ministry and his life. They are there for all.
那以公平公义使国坚定稳固, 从今日直到永远。
And it says, God's zeal will accomplish this. We can't manufacture a Savior ourselves. Only God can give us a Savior through His power.
耶和华的热心成就这事, 也就是说我们不可能, 自己造一个救主出来, 它是完全是神给我们的。
So we've seen two pictures already that look ahead to the coming of a Savior 700 years before Jesus came. But now we go to Isaiah 53, the passage we already read as a scripture reading.
我们看到这样的一个图画, 就是我们在700年之前, 耶稣到来700年之前, 就有这样一幅描绘他的图画。
And we'll see why this Savior needed to be a suffering servant Savior.
那我们再翻到这个以赛亚书53章, 我们就看到为什么这样一位救主是 是一个受苦受难的救主。
Isaiah 53 has been called the greatest passage in the entire Old Testament.
53章,以赛亚书53章, 是被人称作是整个旧约圣经中最伟大的这样一个章节。
Many of you may have a hard time reading and understanding the Old Testament.
我们很多人, 在读圣经的时候感到困难。
But this is one of those passages you want to read and understand because it's so important for us. It's also been called the gospel of the Old Testament because the whole message of the good news of Jesus is contained right here in these verses.
那么它这也被称作是旧约中的福音书, 因为它这里面传达的是, 好消息, 救恩的好消息。
Verse 1, Isaiah says, Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?
53章第一节讲, 我们所传的有谁信呢? 耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢?
Isaiah was preaching about the coming of Savior, but many of the people did not listen and didn't want to believe him.
以赛亚当时向人传达的是即将到来的这位救主, 但是很多人并不相信他。
Jesus came and he preached that he was the Savior, and many did not want to listen and follow him.
耶稣基督来到的时候, 他向世人说, 他是救主, 但是很多人并不相信他, 也不跟随他。
His disciples, his followers, began to preach the same message when Jesus had resurrected to heaven, and many people didn't want to listen to them.
他的门徒也是传达同样的信息, 说, 主耶稣, 是在天国里, 但是人们也是不相信他们。
And even today, as you and I preach and share that message with other people, there will be some that will want to hear it, but there will be many that will say, I'm not interested.
那么直到今天, 我们向别人来传讲这段主的福音的时候, 有的人会, 希望听到这个福音, 但是有更多的人是, 不愿意听到。
Verse 2, Isaiah goes on, he says that he, meaning the Messiah, grew up before him like a tender shoot, like a root out of dry ground.
接着第二节里讲, 他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽, 像根出于甘地。
Jesus was also called earlier the stump of Jesse.
他是, 耶稣基督在早期也被叫做, 这个耶西的这个子孙。
We use the phrase your family tree when you try to understand who all your relatives and descendants were.
那么我们, 有时候要看一个这个, 要看一个家庭树的话, 我们来看明白他们的这个, 家人之间的整个家庭之间的关系。
And Isaiah said that Jesse, who was King David's father, was one of the foundations of this family line, but that there was just a stump there.
这个在看的时候，我们看到耶西是这个大卫的父亲，他是整个这个家庭树的这个根基。
And if you've seen sometimes with trees today, from a stump can come one shoot of a new tree that springs up out of that.
那么从这个我们看的话，从这个根基上会生出一枝，会生出一枝芽来。
And Jesus is described that way as this tender shoot from the root of Jesse there.
那么这个就是从这个耶西这个根基上生出来的一枝芽。
The verse goes on and said, He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to Him, nothing in His appearance that we should desire Him.
圣经接着说，他无家形美容，我们看见他的时候，也无美貌使我们羡慕他。
Today, as in most of history, when people look for a leader, they usually look for the most physically attractive and physically awe-inspiring person to follow.
今天以至于过去，当人们来来看这个寻找这个领导者的时候，人们总是注重于这个身体的外表，有时他们想羡慕那些这个形象好的。
Often in American politics, as people prepare for elections, you will see people voting for someone who they think is really good looking, or they look like someone they think would be a great leader on the outside.
在美国的这个政治生活中，我们也看到，当竞选的时候，有时候大家选的是这个，常常是以外表取人。或者是选那些他们认为看起来像能够领导的这样的人。
Isaiah says, this suffering servant Savior who will come will not have the outward appearance of the Savior of the world.
以赛亚说，这位救主来的时候，他并没有像世上的那样救主有那样的外表。
It wasn't Jesus' great preaching skill or his great good looks or his charisma that made him a wonderful leader.
耶稣基督成为一个我们的这个领导者，他并不是因为他的这个讲道的技巧或者是他个人的魅力。
Because while God looks at the outward appearance, or man looks at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart, and Jesus had a heart, a holy heart.And a loving heart.
那么神给他的是一个这个一个圣洁的心，一个有充满爱心的心。
Verse 3 goes on and says, He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised and we esteemed him not.
他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
Jesus was familiar with pain and suffering. That's why he's called the suffering servant. But he can identify with our pain because he knows what it's like to go through life the way you and I go through it.
我们常常看到的耶稣的形象是一个忍受痛苦的这样一个形象，正是因为这种形象。我们在苦难中能够联想到耶稣基督。
The next few verses get to the essence of his mission of why he came. Verse 4, Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted.
下面几段经文讲到这个耶稣基督的使命，第四节这样讲。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
He bore our physical suffering, and he healed people, but he also took our sin upon himself when he died for our sin, and this was all part of God's plan.
他这个身体来受我们的，为我们承受痛苦，他也医治我们，他更重要的是，他承担了我们的罪。
Verse 5 says, He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
第五节说, 那知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
Jesus was pierced with 3 nails, hands and feet. He was pierced in the side with a spear.
耶稣在十字架上为我们被钉伤，他的钉子穿过他的手掌和脚，在十字架上还有这个钉钉用这个长矛刺他的这个右肋。
And through his suffering on the cross and his death on the cross, we were healed. We were forgiven. We had the opportunity to have someone pay for our sins if we believe in him.
因着他在十字架上所受的痛苦，我们得到了医治。
Who needs this kind of a savior? Everybody.
谁需要这样的救主呢？我们每一个人都需要。
Verse 6 says, we all are like sheep and have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him, meaning Jesus, the iniquity of us all.
第六节讲，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华是我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
You ever watch sheep?
我们有看过羊群没有？
Maybe not. There are not too many sheep around Connecticut, are there?
也许没有。
There's two ways that sheep get lost. The first is they love to eat so much, and they put their head down, and they just start nibbling here and nibbling there, and before they know it, they've nibbled their way a mile away, and they're lost from the whole herd, the whole flock.
羊走迷有两种情景，一种是他们低头只顾于低头吃草，追逐着草走着走着就走得很远了，走偏了。
Pretty easy for us to do that, isn't it?
这个对我们来讲也经常很容易就发生这样的事情。
It's a little nibble here and a little nibble there. I don't really need to stay with all the rest of the Christians. I'm going to go off and do my own thing, live my own life for a while. I don't need God with me right now.
我们也是这样做一点，那样做一点，我们不需要跟其他的这个基督徒一起团契，我也不需要神。走着走着，我们就走远了。
All of a sudden, you look up or wake up and you go, "Where's God?"
突然间，当我们醒来的时候，我们要问神在哪里？
We've nibbled our way a long ways away from Him and His will.
我们就这样走偏了。
The second way sheep get lost is they follow another sheep. They follow a leader. They're a herd animal. So one sheep takes off, and all the rest of it just go with him.
另一种方式，这个羊走偏是它这个羊往往是跟着另一个羊就这样走了。
That head sheep could take them off a cliff or around a corner into a pack of wolves, and they'd still follow along because they want to be part of the herd.
那么那个领头的羊有可能带着他们就走下悬崖，也可能带着他们就走到转过弯的就走到狼堆里面，但是他们还是跟着，因为他们是一个群居的动物，所以他们只是跟着另外的羊。
It's a good thing we're not influenced by peer pressure like that, huh?
我希望我们肯定是不会有这样的这种peer pressure, 就是这个同伴的这样压力。
Another great way that we can become lost from God is just following somebody else wherever they go. Hey, everybody's doing that. Everybody's going there. I think I will too.Without questioning, is that where God wants me to go?
这个能够走失的这样一个方式，就是说我们跟着别人都这么做，我们也跟着这么做，也不要问一问是不是神希望我这样做，这样走着走着就会走失的。
Then verse 7 gives us this picture of Jesus' death. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before shearers is silent.So he did not open his mouth.
第七节描述主耶稣基督的牺牲，他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
Jesus quietly and obediently submitted to death as a sacrifice for our sins on the cross.
耶稣基督就是这样安静的这个顺服的把自己交给死亡，这个为在十字架上为我们受死。
Isaiah brought this prophecy, and 700 years later, Jesus showed up on earth and fulfilled every single bit of it.
这段预言是由以赛亚在耶稣来之前700年所说的。那么耶稣到来之后，把每一句话都实现了。
He proved himself capable of being the savior of Israel, and he's proved himself capable of being your savior and my savior.
他证明他自己是一个以色列的救主，也是你和我的救主。
So as we close today, I want to pray for you that you would realize and experience him today as that same suffering savior.
在今天结束之前，我先跟大家一起祷告，我们要也认识主，他是我们的救主。
Maybe there's someone here today who's never had the opportunity to give their life to Jesus and to start following him. I'm going to pray for you today.
我们中间也许从来没有人跟随个耶稣。有人可能没有跟随过耶稣，也许从今天就开始来跟随耶稣，我们也为你祷告。
If that's a desire of your heart to experience Him as your Savior, I invite you to pray with me.
如果你这个愿意经历跟这个耶稣基督的这样救赎主的这样一个经历，跟我来一起祷告。
Maybe some of the rest of you are in that gloom and despair, that fog, that darkness kind of experience today.
也有的人也许生活在这种痛苦和这个压抑或这种雾和黑暗中，你也想跟我们一起来祷告。
You need to experience Jesus being that light, that counselor, that mighty God in your life, bringing you peace.
你要体验，跟我们一起体验，神是那位奇妙测试全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
As you seek him in those ways, you will find him to be that as a savior for you.
你如果是那样寻求他的话，你就会找到他，作为你的救主。
Let's pray together.
我们祷告。
Lord God, I praise you for this prophecy that you gave to the prophet Isaiah.
主，我们赞美你通过以赛亚书给我们这样的一段预言。
In the midst of a dark time, you gave great hope to your people that you would send a savior.
在这个黑暗当中，你给人们希望，说你要给我们送来一位救主。
You described what he would be like in so much detail.
你这样描仔细地描述他会是什么样子。
And we see in Jesus all of those details come to life.
我们在耶稣中，在耶稣身上看到所有的这些细节的描述，都实现。
And so, Lord, today, if there's anyone here who has never given their lives to you and they desire to do that, I pray for them.
主，我们当中今天如果有人还没有把生命交给你的，我们今天为他们祷告。
As we would say, Lord, forgive my sin.
我们要向你说，主啊，原谅我们的罪过。
I believe that you love me and you died for me.
我相信你爱我，你是为我而死。
I place faith in Jesus and I desire to follow him in my life.
我把我的信仰交给耶稣。我知道他能带领我，这个帮助在我的生命中带领我。
And God, I know that there will be people here today who are living in that mode of darkness and despair.
主，我们知道，我们今天也有人生活在这个黑暗和绝望当中。
They've come to church this afternoon, hoping to be encouraged.
我们今天下午来到教会，我们希望我们能被被鼓励，被激励。
Father, I pray you'd encourage them with the hope that is in Jesus and the presence of Jesus in their life.
神，我们向你祷告，希望你用这个神，主耶稣基督就在我们中间这样一个事实来激励我们每一个人。
Show each of us every day how you desire to be our Savior.
每天都向我们显示你是多么希望成为我们的救主。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Thank you.